Mysterious creatures and underwear on the head. This is What a Weird Week.
Hi, everybody, it's Weird.
This is like crazy being here. Like
really weird, weird tales.
Well, I got a great show for you today with some wonderful weird stuff.
Hi, friends, I'm Scott. This is the What a Weird Week show where we count down weird news stories from the past week. We get you caught up so you don't have to do the deep dives into the weird. If you want to get a transcript of the show or links or podcast stuff, just click shownotes.page, shownotes.page. We're off and running the episode for Friday, March 22, 2024. Not really running, by the way. I'm not. We're off and sitting. We're off and reclining is what we're doing.
10.
The company based in Toronto, Canada that analyzes dog DNA. They made the news this week after an investigative news team at WBZ Boston television channel sent in DNA from their reporter, Christina. So this is a dog DNA company. They sent in a sample from Christina, and the results came back that Christina was several different types of dog breed, like 25% Labrador, a glorious, majestic, beautiful breed of dog. But Christina is, in fact, a human being. So that's kind of it. The story, can you trust the dog DNA companies? Now, this company, you're supposed to send in the dog DNA and they tell you different things about your dog, like are they prone to certain allergies or, you know, things like that, useful things. And that'll cost you between $80 and $200. But they are identifying Christina as 25% Labrador. Some people have their doubts now. To be fair, the dog DNA company says our tests aren't set up for human beings. We are a dog DNA company. If you want to do a deep dive on this article, it's kind of funny, right? Isn't it? I mean, if you're going to expose a potential problem with a company and you do it in such a way that they think you're a dog, that's kind of funny.
9.
One of the all-time great combinations of our generation is pizza and beer. You've got Fred and Barney. You've got Laverne and Shirley. You've got Procter and Gamble. And then pizza and beer. This week, that combination was in the news because the new Belgium brewing company teamed up with Tombstone Frozen Pizzas to create a pizza-flavored beer. A beer inspired by and tasting like delicious frozen pizzas. Those who've tried it say it tastes of tangy tomato sauce and pepperoni. The pizza-flavored beer officially launches on National Beer Day, which is April the 7th. A four-pack is $50. Yikes. I'll put a link. You can enter to win some if you're legal drinking age, depending where you're at. Please enjoy responsibly. Link in the show notes or click shownotes.page. Next, a mysterious creature in Nova Scotia has been identified. This is the What a Weird Week show.
8.
A mysterious creature was in the news this week, found in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia, East Coast Canada, beautiful, majestic part of the country. The creature turned out to be a raccoon with no hair. And if you have a moment to click the photo, usually I say, don't click, I'll describe it, you don't have to click. But I don't know if I can describe it, you guys. It does have certain qualities like a naked mole rat. That's why they named the hairless raccoon Rufus, after the most famous naked mole rat in modern literature, the naked mole rat from the Kim Possible cartoon. They're still not 100% sure what's going on with Rufus. The experts at the Nova Scotia Wildlife Sanctuary checked Rufus out. She appears to be healthy, just no hair, and they're not 100% sure why that is. For right now, they're just taking care of Rufus every day, taking care of Rufus in every way. They're going to wait and see if Rufus gets her groove back, gets her fur back, and maybe can be released to the wild. If not, they may have to just allow Rufus to live out her days in the Animal Rehabilitation Center. Want to send a shout out to you folks who work in the animal shelters helping all God's creatures. Here's a reminder, they are always thankful for your donation.
7.
Follow-up story to something we talked about in an earlier episode of What a Weird Week. The underwear on the head world record has been set. We talked about the event before it happened at the City Museum in St. Louis, where they were inviting people to drop by and be a part of greatness. They were able to gather 355 people who simultaneously wore underpants on their heads. And that's a world record, 355 people. If you caught the episode of this program when we talked about it, you'll remember it was a celebration of 314 Day, which is the area code in St. Louis. It's become a bit of a local holiday, which I had never heard about. And then to learn that one of the celebrations going on was the attempt to set the underwear on the head world record. Shout out to the City Museum in St. Louis. Also, shout out to Hoops. We got the story from Ben Hooper, my future best friend, the weird news guru at United Press International. The photos say it all. The joy in the eyes of the participants. The underpants on the heads of the participants. If you have a chance, you can click the show notes. Next, the baby who won free Wi-Fi. A baby won free Wi-Fi, you guys. That story next. This is What a Weird Week. Thank you for listening and subscribing.
Six.
The headline from the Mirror in the United Kingdom is, I named my baby after my internet provider so I could get 18 years of free Wi-Fi. The article describes the mom and dad as being a little bit ashamed of naming their daughter Twifia. This was a contest or a publicity stunt by the Swiss internet provider Twifi. Kind of a straightforward promotion. You name your child after the Wi-Fi place, you upload a photo of your child's birth certificate, they verify, and then you enjoy 18 years of free internet. I'm not sure what it costs for internet where you're at, but here where I am, it's a lot of money. Money that you could save for little Twifia's college fund. If you didn't have to pay for internet, you could sock that money away and someday pay for Twifia's college or therapy bills. So I'm all for this one.
Five.
The most haunted lake in the world, according to the article, Lake Lanier in Georgia. People have lost their lives there, and many terrible things have happened at Lake Lanier as a part of its past. So I don't want to make light of any of that. Sometimes these haunting articles kind of gloss over, like, tragedy and jump right into the, isn't ghost hunting fun? I want to be respectful. If you do a Google search for Lake Lanier, you can do a deep dive. You'll find a lot of articles talking about the bad things that happened there. And also a lot of articles saying that lake is haunted. So it's in the news this week because this summer there's going to be a water park there. And many people think it's a bad idea to have a water park on a haunted lake. That's kind of the whole story. Would you enjoy some splashy fun in a haunted lake? Or would you choose to fill up the blow-up pool in your backyard and enjoy that instead? Because less haunted. Next is the giant grasshopper in the refrigerator. Listening to the What a Weird Week program. It is weird news.
Four.
The headline from Jen Mills at metro.co.uk. Man finds jacked up grasshopper in fridge after shopping in Aldi. So we don't have an Aldi around here where I'm at, but you know, grocery store. A fellow named Lee went shopping there, got a bag of celery, brought it home, popped it in the fridge. Later on, opens the fridge and there's a giant grasshopper in there. I mean, a 3-inch long grasshopper, which is a good sized grasshopper for many of us. Maybe you grow them bigger where you're at, but where I am, a 3-inch grasshopper is a bit of a monster. Imagine opening the refrigerator and there's this giant monster bug staring at you, not happy. That thing is cold in your refrigerator. That thing is swearing vengeance. Why did you lock me in this icy prison? Says the grasshopper in my scenario. Anyway, that's kind of the whole story. It's just one of those bug hitches a ride home on some produce type of stories. If you want to see photos, click the show notes or shownotes.page.
Three.
New study indicates that listening to Ariana Grande and Drake in your car can make you a better, safer driver. Billie Eilish also mentioned in the study, and Beyonce. The study conducted by the good folks at Auto Trader, they ran tests, people driving, and as they encountered various hazards, the people who were listening to Drake were the safest drivers. That's kind of the whole story in a nutshell. Further research is going to be needed on this, but if you're a Drake fan, maybe someday you'll pay less for your auto insurance. Wouldn't that be great? I'm willing to buy an album or two if it means a better deal on my auto insurance. Something else, though, is kind of interesting. Johann Sebastian Bach did not do so well. The classical music, not as effective as listening to Drake, according to the study concerning safe driving. I found this all to be quite interesting and perplexing. Like, why? What? How? Drake? Those questions and more. Next, universe-altering scientific breakthrough. Or maybe they're wrong. Also, tourist burglars. We're almost to the number one weird story of the week. This is the What a Weird Week show. From the Seattle Times, an article about a burglary ring. They call it a burglary tourist ring, where people fly in from other countries, rob you, and then fly home again. This article talks about a suspected burglar who the authorities caught up with, who ended up being a 17-year-old from Chile. This teenager allegedly was part of a team who admitted to breaking into a bunch of homes as a part of a growing trend called burglary tourism. The thieves fly into the USA from South America, steal stuff, and then fly back. It sounds a bit wild to me, but this is the Seattle Times. This isn't, you know, somebody on TikTok saying, guess what? Guess what's happening? Seattle Times reporters talking about this burglary tourist thing. And they got me with that name because it's nice to get away sometimes, isn't it? So I don't know if the article, they were trying to shine a light on burglary tourism and that it's a bad thing, but the name itself just makes it sound like a wonderful weekend. I know it's wrong to steal, but it is nice to get away. Get out of the house. After I read a bit more of the article, though, you get past the burglary tourist title. It sounds more like organized crime. I think it's basically organized crime is what they're talking about, but they gave it a nice name. Honorable mention. From Science Daily, the headline is New Research Suggests That Our Universe Has No Dark Matter, which I found to be a bit of a game changer. I don't know dark matter too much, but I thought we were on the page. I thought everybody was leaning towards the stuff you can't see that holds the universe together is dark matter. Didn't we just figure that out or something? Wasn't the research pointing to dark matter? Well, this study from the University of Ottawa, allow me to paraphrase, science, light spectrum, numbers, no dark matter. There, that's me paraphrasing a very much over my head scientific study. Usually I try to read the articles and I try to get a basic understanding so that I can talk about it on this program. And I got in over my head pretty quickly with the light spectrum data and the number crunching. But the folks behind the study are convinced that perhaps there is no dark matter. We're going to have to take sides. You got another thing we're going to have to take sides on. Next, number one, a common food that could make you bionic. Almost.
One.
A study from Concordia University in Montreal indicates that cranberries might make you bionic. Not exactly bionic, but they'll help you athletes out. They were looking at the effects of cranberries on the cardiovascular health of mice, and the study showed cranberries didn't do much to prevent cardiovascular disease, but the cranberries did seem to help the mice do better in the cardiovascular department. Improved running performance by 30% was one of the stats. So after the mice trial, they decided to see how people did. The great thing about studying stuff we already know, like cranberries, I've said this before on this program, it's great when science, I love it when science goes back to things we already know about to see if they missed anything. Because then they can fast track human trials. Like, we already know cranberries are food. Cranberries is food, you guys. We can eat those things and see if it helps. Low risk, you know? So they gave cranberries to some human beings after the mice, some human beings who were part of a running club. They took cranberry supplements for 28 days, every day for 28 days, and they had better running outcomes. Further research always needed, but it's cranberries. So, I mean, if you wanted to gamble on adding cranberries to your diet, it seems doable. But of course, I'm not a scientist or a health professional or a professional in anything. Please consult your physician. All right, that's the show for this week. For show notes and more, go to shownotes.page, shownotes.page. Or just search for What a Weird Week wherever you get podcasts. And a big thank you to the crew at Funhouse Radio. Every weekend you can hear this program on Funhouse Radio. Ask your smart speaker to play Funhouse Radio. We'll see you next week for another countdown of weird news.